Now, the president who sought to overturn the election in 2020 is now out of power.
That means the president who tried to overturn the election has lost access to the levers of power. He lost authority over the Pentagon and law enforcement and lost the presidential bully pulpit. So it takes a moment to realize why some experts think democracy is in more danger now. Those who monitor extremist activities say that a portion of the population is more radicalized than a year ago.
So who exactly is warning that the United States may be in a much more dangerous place now than on January 6th?
I'm hearing this concern, Steve, from both democracy experts and people who've studied conflicts in places where ideologically driven violence has taken root. And one of the most troubling developments they speak of is the growing number of Americans, particularly on the right, who feel that violence may be necessary to settle political differences. And the people holding these views look very different, Steve, from what the U.S. has traditionally known to be extremist threats. You know, we're not talking about neo-Nazi skinheads or violent anti-government militias anymore. We're talking about largely middle-class Americans with jobs, with families, and who are starting to sympathize with views that have in the past been considered on the fringe. Here's how Robert Pape at the University of Chicago put it.
We need to realize that this isn't just something to hand off to law enforcement and think, oh, yeah, just, you know, the FBI, this is just an FBI sort of problem. No, this is an all-hands-on-deck problem here, and that's why democracy is under challenge.
Let's talk about the scope of that challenge. Some of the people who were arrested for attacking the Capitol 1 year ago today have since said, oh, gosh, I can't believe I did that. I didn't know what I was doing. But it sounds like some other people have gone right on with their activities.
That's true. And, you know, more importantly, we've seen support for the activities that happened on January 6th spread throughout a larger portion of the populace. You know, immediately after January 6th last year, the movement kind of went underground. You'll remember, Steve, former President Trump was kicked off Twitter. Some online spaces like Parler, where the far right gathered, disappeared, and things kind of went quiet. But over the past year, we've seen a new strategy from some in the far right to organize more offline, to decentralize activity to more local settings like school board meetings, and to latch on to more emotional sort of culture war issues that we've seen, like racially inclusive education and vaccine mandates. And that's filtered up. You know, what we've seen really in the past year is a profound shift in American culture and politics.
And this has made what would be described as extremism mainstream?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're seeing this blurring of mainstream and extreme now. I remember a few months ago I spoke with an anti-fascist researcher who told me that she stopped doing her work because it's no longer as simple as researching neo-Nazis and white nationalists in her neighborhood. You know, she honestly didn't know what to do about suburban moms who seem to have been radicalized over issues like kids wearing masks in schools. So the solution to this right now is going to have to be more holistic than law enforcement, and it's not clear what that'll look like.